Imagine standing alone on a Colorado highway, listening to a radio broadcast predicting global collapse and the loss of 4 billion lives within 3 years. For Greg Braden, this moment sparked a powerful realization. No, our future has not happened yet. It is still forming, and we are still choosing the outcome. This insight forms the foundation of the Isaiah effect, which merges ancient spiritual wisdom with quantum physics to offer hope in uncertain times. What if our most powerful technology for transforming reality has been hiding in plain sight for thousands of years? Ancient prophets didn't simply predict fixed outcomes. They offered a sophisticated science for navigating multiple possible futures based on our collective choices. Time branches into multiple potential realities that we choose between through consciousness, a concept aligning with quantum physics where particles exist as probabilities until observed. In 1998, a globally synchronized prayer for peace coincided with President Clinton's decision to abort military strikes against Iraq. Similar outcomes in other conflict situations suggest focused mass intention creates measurable effects on reality. The Dead Sea Scrolls, discovered in 1947, contain 2,000-year-old texts describing this science of possibility. The Isaiah Scroll notably describes a technology for choosing which future we experience, a concept only fully appreciable through our modern understanding of quantum physics. This perspective places responsibility in our hands. Through specific modes of prayer, not as supplication, but as feeling states that attract quantum possibilities, we can reshape the trajectory of both personal and collective experience. Ancient traditions teach that prayer's power transcends mere words. After 4th-century biblical edits, this deeper understanding faded from Western traditions. The Dead Sea Scrolls warn that words spoken only with the mouth, they are as a dead hive, which gives no more honey. Prayer's true power resides in feelings, not words. A Tibetan abbot confirmed, "Feeling is not merely a factor in prayer, feeling is the prayer. Though we may recite specific words, they must generate authentic feeling to affect the world around us." The Essenes distinguished between emotion, thought, and feeling. Emotion provides power for life goals, while thought guides emotion through images. Feeling emerges only when thought and emotion unite. This fusion is prayer's essence, as creation responds to our feeling world. When we focus on what we fear, we inadvertently fuel those unwanted outcomes. Instead, we must create feeling pictures of desired experiences. During a severe drought in New Mexico, a friend demonstrated praying rain, not requesting rain, but embodying the feeling of rain already falling, wet earth between his toes, and rain scent on village walls. By afternoon, unexpected storms flooded the valley. Our feelings affect the physical world like a string in a saturated sugar solution. The universe exists as possibilities. All components for anything we could conceive exist, waiting for a trigger. When we create feeling pictures about desired experiences, these feelings act as catalysts in creation soup. At the Russian Academy of Sciences, Dr. Vladimir Popanin discovered that human DNA directly affects the physical world through a previously unknown field. When DNA was placed in a vacuum chamber, light particles shifted from random distribution into wave patterns. Even after removing the DNA, the particles remained altered, creating the DNA phantom effect. Modern science now confirms what the Essenes knew. Emotion shapes DNA. Research shows that individuals generating focused feelings of love can intentionally change DNA molecules' physical configuration. This discovery bridges spirit and matter, suggesting each cell is a holy of holies where consciousness meets physical form. This explains why in China's medicineless hospital, practitioners could make tumors disappear in minutes while chanting "Already Gone." They weren't healing tumors, but shifting to a reality where they never existed, using beliefs to make quantum leaps to new timelines. Ancient traditions universally suggest our lifetime marks no ordinary moment in human history. The Maya left behind sophisticated timekeeping systems tracking time as intermeshing cycles, with our current Great Cycle ending in 2012. Native American tribes preserved prophecies about our current era that they're now sharing openly. The Hopi tradition speaks of a time of purification before the fifth sun begins. The apocalyptic prophecies of the Bible, often interpreted as foretelling doom, actually derive from the Greek word apokalypsis, simply meaning to disclose or reveal. The Essene Book of Revelation shows two distinct futures, one of destruction and another of peace. The key message is that either outcome could be chosen through our collective individual choices. Isaiah's prophecies offer a template for understanding apocalyptic visions across traditions. His writings reveal an intriguing pattern, forecasting both catastrophic destruction followed by extraordinary peace and healing. This apparent contradiction mirrors quantum possibilities rather than fixed outcomes, different potential futures existing simultaneously. The Isaiah effect represents an ancient science showing we can change our future through present choices. By honoring all life and choosing peace, we ensure our species' survival. As we recognize our interconnectedness, we discover our power to redefine our future beyond prophecies of war and chaos. Like sage plants connected through hidden root systems, humans share a universal consciousness where the experience of one affects all. Recent studies confirmed that mass prayer-focused feeling directed toward a common purpose can transform entire communities. Ancient wisdom suggests that just 0.1% of humanity working in unified consciousness could shift the entire world. With Earth's population at 6 billion, this represents about 6 million people. Research indicates the threshold may be even lower. The square root of 1% of a population, just under 8,000 coordinated participants, could begin creating measurable change. In spring 1998, when lightning-ignited blazes threatened the ancient temple complex of Machu Picchu, local villagers turned to prayer. Within hours, a miraculous low-pressure system formed, bringing drenching rains that extinguished the flames. This wasn't coincidence, but consciousness in action. We face a pivotal moment where our choices determine humanity's future. Hopi prophecy depicts this as two paths, one that breaks and ends, another that continues strongly. For a time, we may move between paths, but eventually our collective direction becomes fixed. Prayer isn't passive, but a measurable creative force. To transform conditions enabling war and suffering, we must change our thinking. We live in a world of collective consent, where our daily attitudes contribute to global conflicts. Quantum understanding shows we cannot simultaneously push for peace while harboring aggression in our personal lives. By feeling positive outcomes as if already manifest, we bring peace to all realms. The 1998 Special Olympics story exemplifies this. When one child stopped to help a fallen teammate, all competitors returned, joined arms, and finished together. Our invitation is to redefine prophecy through compassion, forgiveness, and prayer. Ancient wisdom reminds us there is only one of us here, and we've come to this world to love. The future awaits our conscious choice.